Hello to all my fabulous lovelies. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I send you kisses and love and joy on this fabulous, fabulous Friday. We're going to push back the launch of my new e-course, Be Fabulous, going from fragile to fabulous till next Friday. I will have wonderful worksheets and all kinds of great things for you. Thank you all for being understanding. The reason why is I'm doing something very fabulous this weekend today, and that is the Home and Garden Expo here in Des Moines, Iowa. So that is keeping me just a wee bit busy, of course, this week. And you know, that's life. Sometimes it happens. I'm not going to drive myself crazy trying to get everything done that I can't get done. We've all been there. So I just want to remind you all, because that is something that is happening to me this week, to just do the best that you can do. You know, that doesn't mean slacking, and that doesn't mean use that as an excuse. That means do the very best that you can. And think about the fact that there's always a better way to do something. My man told me this, and it really helped me to see that I can use that analogy and that motto to not overdoing it in my life, to making sure that, you know, I'm seeing things for the way that they really are. So, is there a better way that I could be doing my Be Fabulous course? Well, yes, there is. And instead of giving you guys something that is half-hearted just so I meet a deadline, I want to make sure that you all have the very best of everything. And so I'm going to devote this time to the expo, and I'm sure all my fabulous lovelies understand and support me and root me on. Woo-woo! And that's fabulous. And then I'm able to focus next week on making sure that you have everything pretty, beautiful, and a whole new set of fabulous information to get the rest of your year going off right. We're into February now. Oh my gosh, it's hard to believe, but it is February, and that means that whatever we wanted to start doing this year, we probably have let it slack already. I don't make resolutions anymore. I kind of make like intentions and desires, and that's something that I learned from Danielle Laporte. And I really like that whole idea, intentions and goals, you know, because you intend to do something and that doesn't always happen. But then you can't beat yourself up about it. And that's kind of what's going on today. I intended to be launching my e-course today, but life got in the way, and in a good way. So that's fine. We all enjoy those, especially the things that interrupt us for the good things. So from there, we just have to take that intention and maybe push it back. If you've ever seen a Franklin Covey journal, in Franklin Covey, he has a set plan and they have rules and everything for their journal. Of course, you don't have to follow it. But one of the great things that I like about that, that I wanted to apply to the message today, is that in the Franklin Covey journal, if you don't get something done on the day that you have the task, then you arrow that over and give it a different priority. So maybe you start out with, you know, the letter A, all the top things and top priority are letter A. But then, of course, you might have five things. So you say A1, A2, A3, A4, A5, right? Well, what happens is, you know, you have B priorities and C priorities. And sometimes things shift and they move and they go in that place. So what you do is you move that to the next day and you reassign a priority. So maybe my B4, you know, didn't get done, but today it needs to be an A2. So hopefully that makes sense to you. Basically, don't, you know, get all stressed out about the stuff that you don't do. Look at all the fabulous, wonderful things that you are doing, that you have been doing, and that you are looking forward to doing in the year. Write those things down. Write them down, voice them out, put them on Audioboo. There's another thing called 43things.com. That's a great thing to put your intentions down too. So, I hope you all have a fabulous day. Remember, no beating yourself up today. It's Fabulous Friday! Do-do-do-do! So, let's all be fabulous and have a wonderful, wonderful day and be fabulous in all that you do. Have a fabulous Friday. I love you, my lovelies. Mwah, mwah, mwah. X's and O's, hugs and kisses. Love, Trisha Trixie. Be fabulous! Bye!